Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. The Joe Messina Show. Hopefully, if I press all the right buttons, you can hear me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. And I say that because I really do want you involved. I really do want you to be part of what's going on. And when you can have a real conversation, you hear me say this every single hour. If you can have real conversations with people, it's great. Everybody wins. If you don't, and you're just spewing a quote-unquote party line, you just make us all look like fools. Really, seriously, you make us all look like, you know, Borg drones, like we don't have a mind of our own. And we all do. And in the fight coming up in November, there is a fight coming up, no matter how you want to hear it. There's a lot to get involved and get engaged with. And you better tell these Republicans or conservatives whoever you're voting for that you're going to hold their feet to the fire. You're going to make them do, one way or the other, you're going to make them do the right thing. Right? Or are we going to be having this conversation that goes, I can't believe it. He got elected, did nothing like what he said he was going to do. You know that's exactly what's going to happen, right? And it's too bad because it's so hard to get people to run for these offices to begin with. It's so hard, you know, to make that happen. Progressives, you know, over the years, the progressives have removed God from the schools. They've replaced him with a forgery. With not a real... See, because God's not real to them, so therefore he can't be real to us. We're just playing head games with them in their mind. Right? A classical Christian education is an antidote to concerns many parents have about indoctrination, liberal education in public schools. Now, drawing on the research and the themes of a book that Pete Hegseth co-authored, Battle for the American Mind, Hegseth described how the progressives began transforming American schools in the early 20th century. Somebody else has been talking about this for a while. Yeah, me. What the progressives did was they knew that God was the centerpiece of truth and what the Western Christian worldwide required, but they knew they couldn't take him out of the classroom in the early 20th century because if they did, parents would have noticed. They would have revolted. You're seeing it happen to school boards now. Can you imagine that happening way back in the 50s? Instead, he said that the progressive replaced God with a forgery. Right? The forgery was patriotism. It was Americanism. It was the Pledge of Allegiance, which was actually written by Francis Bellamy, a socialist. And it was intentionally inserted to create a new allegiance away from God and towards the state. I mean, think about it. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America with the covering of God's hand. No, that's not in there. This realization, Hegseth said, was jarring for him and others who loved America and the flag, considering themselves patriots. You know, you should... 4th of July is coming up. Independence Day. Our birthday. Whatever. You know, you ever wonder why we do the fireworks and everything else? You think that's a modern thing? Actually, the funny thing about it was that our founding fathers wanted to do a day of prayer and fasting and thanksgiving to the Father for the country. Think about that. They wanted America's birthday celebrated in a religious way. Right? And the streamers were part of that religious way. It was to be a true celebration and a thanksgiving to God. Now today, when you see the 1619 Project and all that nonsense in the classroom, they don't need patriotism in the classroom. They never believed in it anyway. They used it against us. So now they're going to remove that as well, right? America's not a great country. It never was great. We heard that all through Trump's presidency and before. Right? From people you would have thought were real patriots. I think that's what turned off a lot of Democrats. The New York Times 1619 Project is a long-form collaborative that seeks to reframe the country's history. Funny thing about it is it's been debunked by both black and white scholars. Right? They want to make it look like our history of our country is nothing but slavery and racism. Sick people. They just can't be happy. You know, we've talked about this before. Right? They're not happy unless you're miserable with them. And even that doesn't work. Hegseth pointed out that nearly everything in education, from social studies classes to the 7 points to the 7-period day, were all invention of progressives. Right? In a recent poll, the question was asked, how concerned are you about what's taught in public schools? About 40% of the recipients said extremely. Little over 30% said very. Little over 15 said not very. About 8% said not at all, and very small percentage said what's going on in schools. They had no clue. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network. Be right back.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or make Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way you win. It's the only way we make a difference. So we were talking about the liberal takeover of the schools. And truly, when you think about how sneaky they are, you have to look at what's going on in there, what they brought in, what they're willing to talk about. Remember, God was at the forefront forever in schools. I mean forever. And then, when we talk about the Pledge of Allegiance, I really thought about it during the break. I pledge allegiance to the flag in the United States of America. God is nowhere in there. Right? One solution is liberal takeover of the schools. Is classical Christian schools, which is where Hegseth sends his own children. Classical Christian schools have rediscovered that more ancient form of classical education. They infuse Christianity all throughout the education, and so did our founding fathers, and it's what they wanted. There's all kinds of information and quotes from our founding fathers on education, what they had in mind. There's over 500 classical Christian schools around America. Not New Age, not reimagined. There's also a whole bunch of online homeschool options. Now, if you're a parent today, you can't afford to be sending your kids to a government school. It's a bad idea to try to take a one day a week in church on Sunday and a couple of meetings a week at home, trying to undo what 40 hours a week of, think about it, indoctrination and teaching in the classrooms do to you. Now, will this education ever make its way into public schools? Only in America is heading in the opposite direction. Did you ever think, or your parents ever think, there would be such an anti-God sentiment in schools? With our young people? With life in general? Our idea is not that we're going to change the public schools. I don't think that's going to happen. If you create educational choice, give parents options, you can create a scenario where the system starts to recognize it either changes it or it shrivels. The Goodwin, who's the co-author of Battle for the American Mind, is the president of the Association of Classical Christian Schools. Now, the reason they use that term because it's truly basic, true basic teaching that has to do with true math, science, and history. Right? No, really. And when you get down back to basics, then we'll do well. If we fight for it, keep it, and make sure they don't steal it from us again, do well. You know, it's vigilance, man. You have to constantly be on this stuff. Americans overwhelmingly oppose transgender athletes in female sports. I mean, this has been proven over and over and over again. A majority of Americans believe that greater social acceptance of transgender people is good for society, but they overwhelmingly reject transgender women being permitted to compete in sports against biological women. Now, this is the Washington Post. A Washington Post University of Maryland survey released Tuesday asked a random national sample of adults whether they think transgender women and girls should or should not be allowed to compete in sports. The majority, 58%, said it would not be allowed in college or professional sports, compared to 28% said it should be allowed. Now, 55% of the respondents said it shouldn't be allowed in high school sports, compared to 30, and 49% said it shouldn't be allowed in youth sports, period. So overwhelmingly, all the way around, every one of them say, nope, no way. A whopping 68% of respondents said if the transgender girls were allowed to compete against biological girls in youth sports, transgender girls would have a competitive advantage over the other girls. Right? I mean, seriously. 2% said biological girls would hold the advantage, while 30% said neither would. You know, these people really have to think about what they're doing, what they're saying. Seriously. You know, even the scientists say that they have a competitive edge. Respondents were also asked whether they were concerned that not allowing transgender girls to compete with other girls in youth sports would negatively impact the mental health of the transgender girls. Right. What about the girls? What about the biological girls who've been beating their brains out all their lives in this sport, that are practicing all their lives in this sport? And the proof is because you see it over and over and over again. The males are dominating. The male born, right? Our biological males are dominating the sports with the girls. Dominating. So don't sit there and go, duh, I don't know what the difference is. It's obvious. You have proof now. The survey also found that 40% of Americans say greater social acceptance of transgender people is good for society, while 25% say it's bad. Look, I think there's an issue with it. I think there are challenges to it. This is one of the many. Poll comes behind amid a heated national debate surrounding women's sports, in fairness. Right? I mean, the now former University of Pennsylvania swimmer Leah Thomas, a transgender woman in her record-breaking wins competing on the women's team. Thomas, who previously competed on the school's men's team, had insisted that she doesn't hold a competitive. She does. He does. Bone structure. Muscle mass. There's so many things that it's just crazy. It's crazy that we have such an enlightened society who thinks that, you know, philosophical or knowledge they deem to be true without any proof is true. End of discussion. Republican legislators across the country have sought to protect women's sports by banning trans athlete participation on women's teams. Last week, Louisiana became the 18th state to require that schools separate teams according to biological sex. And you know what? If these schools don't follow the rules, you defund them. Look, Joey B has said that you can't have federal funds if you don't allow transgender sports or something along those lines. Right? But if a state law comes up in this area and they don't adhere to it, then defund them. Don't pay them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. How many Americans really know about our American flag? Find out after the break. You're listening to the Joe Mathena Show.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
First son Hunter Biden said President Biden views him as a, quote, God, unquote.
and would say anything Hunter asked him to say. This according to leaked audio obtained by the Washington Examiner. The 77-minute recording was found on an iPhone backup stored on Hunter's much-talked-about laptop. In the December 3, 2018 recording, Hunter Biden discusses with his friend, artist Philippa Horan, everything from his past drug addictions to his father's then aspirations to run for president. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announced his support Tuesday for his chamber's emerging bipartisan gun agreement. The Kentucky Republican said he hoped an outline of the accord, released Sunday by 10 Democrats and 10 Republicans, would be translated into legislation and enacted. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get to it. I want to have some fun with this. You know who Mark Dice is. He goes out on the beaches on a regular basis, what have you. Mark went out on the beaches of California, the enlightened people. And Mark found out hard and fast. What he does is he put a petition forward. He said he wants to ban the American flag. Because it's racist symbolism. And he wants to see how many or who would and that kind of thing. And take a listen. Check it out. Because I'm telling you, this is so ridiculous what we've done to our kids. Here we go.
We're issuing a new American flag. Hold on. And a lot of people are offended by the American flag. It has a history of imperialism and racism as well. So we're having a petition to implement a new American flag. You helped us sign the petition to issue a new American flag for a new world order.
It sounds like a great idea, but I do not like to sign things.
So you think? I mean, you can understand. A lot of people are offended by the a lot of people are offended by the American flag. It has a history of oppression and imperialism and birthday there to
He's
support issuing a new American flag for the new world order. I think it's about time we do that, wouldn't you agree? Maybe something with like an all-seeing eye and a pyramid on it, or just something to represent the New World Order. Thank you for supporting that.
All right, brother.
Part of the New World Order is to basically ban the old American flag, and we're going to put up a new American flag over the Capitol to signify the New World Order, but we just needed some more signatures. Thanks for supporting the new American flag. We're pulling down the Confederate flag in a lot of cities to end the era of racism, and President Obama has suggested that we issue a new American flag altogether to signify the new unified America.
What does it look like?
Well, something with a pyramid and like a rainbow pyramid or something. It looks really cool. But we still need a few more signatures to to signify the unity in the New World Order. Print, birth it, and a signature. It's a new American flag for the new world order. The old signature there. The old stars and stripes just don't sit right with a lot of people, and so we're going to be banning the old American flag. And the
I don't even know where to go with this. This is so. These people are actually signing this. These young people actually saw, with no clue as to really what they're signing. Not one of them has read it. They've just listened to what he said. They could be signing a petition to take away the rights of people under 22 or 21. They haven't read it. They don't know. This is the problem that we've run into big time. Do you know what I'm saying? And I love the New World. I mean, I'm a Mark Dice fan, but I'm not a big Mark Dice fan. I love how he goes out there with a... I couldn't do the straight face. Can you guys do the straight face? I couldn't do the straight face. I would be cracking up so much they would know it was a joke or believe it to be a joke. Yeah, let's take a couple more minutes, okay? I want to make you as sick as I got. Take a listen.
The new flag will have like a pyramid with like a rainbow stripes in it. It looks really cool. So I appreciate your supporting that. Thank you. A lot of people would want to take down the Confederate flag to sort of stop with the racism. And a lot of people feel the American flag is offensive to the minorities and some of the immigrants. So we're trying to issue a new flag for the new America. But we need a few more signatures here. Just
I'm all for the red, white, and blue, man.
I need you to sign our petition to issue a new American flag for the new America. You know, the Confederate flags are coming down to end the era of racism, and it's time to implement a new American flag for the new America. And so getting some signatures here. Print, birth it, and a signature.
The sad part about this.
The old stars and stripes.
The real sad part about
the
this
old world,
is that these are all
imperialistic
or mostly
America.
Young boys citing this.
This petition's going to implement a new American flag, banning the current American flag. Thank you for supporting that. And another signature there. What we were thinking is maybe like a pyramid or something to represent the new world order and the new America. And so just to replace, the petition is to replace the current American flag. It's time for that. Appreciate your support. Thank you. It's time to replace the old stars and stripes and issue a new flag for the new America. And so just to signify that America has changed, we're going to be replacing the old, you know, stars and stripes flag as well. And birthday to support the new America.
I can't do anymore. That's it. I'm done. I'm going to throw up over here. This is what we've done to our kids. Right? Now, I'm not buying that all kids were like this. Kids were always like this. This is the way it's always been. I'm not buying any of that. You guys can if you want to, but I'm not doing it. Okay? I mean, we've dumbed them down. Somebody put in the chat room, we have stupefied them. There's no way around it. It's truth. So, there's only one way to fix this. Really, also, there's only one way to fix this. And that's really is we take the schools back. You take the schools back over. You have allowed them to do this over the last 40, 50 years. Yes, you, me, you, and whoever. We need to step up, and really push back on this garbage. And I mean that. It's the only way we're going to win. Or have you given up? Have some of you already given up? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Enough of the stuff where you think you might be part of it. Enough of the stuff where you really don't know what you're going to do, how you're going to respond. You know, our soldiers, people who win, people in sports, they're ready for the action. Right? They're ready for the call. They're ready for the action. They've been practicing. They're ready to go. Have you? Have you been practicing what you're going to say to somebody? Or getting your facts straight? Starbucks is making a move. Right? Starbucks is making a move to reconsider once deemed a racist move. They're going to make it happen. Remember when they closed their bathrooms? I mean, opened the bathrooms to all customers and non-customers alike? Anybody could go in, use the bathroom, do their thing, and leave? Well, Schultz quietly made his comments Thursday at a New York Times deal book policy forum where he was speaking. He said Starbucks had adopted an open bathroom policy following the arrest in April 2018 of two black men in Philadelphia. Of course, but they're always going to scream racism. And that's the reason you did it. You deserve what you get, right? One of the men arrested was denied use of the bathroom, the Associated Press reported at the time. He and his partner were waiting business meetings that they had scheduled at the store, but were arrested minutes later. Now, the Times noted they had not made a purchase. Schultz said that the company's open bathroom policy, well, might have to change. He cited the growing mental health problem that was making it difficult for the company employees to manage its stores. Yeah, you find them in the bathroom, out cold on the floor with a needle in their arm, where they've defecated all over the place, written on the walls in human excrement. Yeah, isn't that great? No, really, isn't that great? That's real true diversity, isn't it? So said it was an issue of just safety. We have to harden our story. Harden, when do we use that word? We use it for the schools and other places where we're trying to protect people, right? If we're going to harden our stores, we can't keep the bathrooms open. Wow. Just, again, Starbucks. One of the most progressive companies on the planet. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot more crazy stories right after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
You're back. Good to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In that chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Liz Cheney, I don't know where she learned how to lie like that. Actually, you know what it is? It's when you start turning towards the Dems. It seems to be this is what happens to them. Why lie about something that everybody knew? Cheney claims that Trump did not condemn the attack. It's flat out false and provable. Do they really think, it's just like they say when they're talking about the black community, do they really think that their voters are that dumb, that ignorant, that stupid, that they won't catch the lie or they won't believe it or whatever? In her opening remarks, she claimed that then-President Donald Trump did not condemn the attack, but in fact did in the video Twitter, right? He did it, and Twitter blocked the video. They also blocked the video he did a week later from the Oval Office. They weren't interested in hearing from him. They weren't interested in having anybody hear from him, as a matter of fact. Also, Cheney used Trump's word. I know, I love this. This is an ad, by the way, that just popped up. Would you vote for Trump a third time? Think about that for a second. Also, Cheney used Trump's words of love in the air as the House January 6th Select Committee showed protesters breaching the U.S. Capitol building. But those words were taken out of context because they were made about the Stop and Steal rally. And they were not aimed at all at those breaching the Capitol building. Right? There's a contemporary report on Trump's condemning the attack on the Capitol published by Newsmax on January 6th. And it was headlined, Trump urges peace and told the protesters to go home. He goes on to say, Trump says, I know your pain. I know you're hurt. This is how he starts off the 62-second video on Twitter. It looked like he was in a rose garden of the White House. He said, we had an election. It was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, but you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want to hurt anybody. Have you heard any Democrats say that about what's going on with Kavanaugh? What's going on with others? About their people out on the street rioting? I'll bet you no. You haven't heard any of that, right? No, really. Seriously. You haven't heard any of them do it. And they're not, and frankly, they're not gonna. Because they don't want you to. You know, there was a recent poll that showed that 44% of young people felt it was okay to, God, this is great. It was okay to commit violence on somebody to get your point across. Okay, think about that. It was okay to commit violence. It was okay to commit violence if somebody, you felt that somebody didn't understand the issue and you had to teach them a lesson, in essence. Just ludicrous. And who are they getting that from? The Nancy Pelosi's of the world? Maxine Waters, any of those? I mean, you have to ask, right? Anyway, Twitter took the video down and locked Trump's account, right? Matter of fact, after he put it up, they locked his account for 12 hours. Why would you do that? He's telling people to go home and be peaceful. Why would you stop that? Unless you were looking for people to get them really mad. Right? The video, which Twitter first slapped with a warning that it could not be retweeted or liked due to the risk of violence, followed about an hour after Trump posted a similar message. He also posted, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. The first of two posts. I mean, they just couldn't stand the fact that he was doing exactly what they didn't want him to do. They didn't want him to apologize. Didn't want him to have any kind of exposure here at all. It's just unreal. And I hope that people really see it. Okay, so here's one that is a head scratcher. You ready, guys? Seriously. An author by the name of Nancy Crompton, she gets life in prison for murdering her husband in Oregon. And you're going, okay, no big deal. I mean, she killed somebody, she got life in prison. You know how she got caught? She wrote a book, How to Murder Your Husband. Isn't that like going to the police station going, I'm over here, I killed my husband, and this is how I did it. Oregon novelist who wrote an essay called How to Murder Your Husband will spend life in prison after a county judge handed down the sentence in the shooting death of her real-life husband. A jury found that Matthew Crampton, 71, guilty of second-degree murder last month at the end of a seven-week trial. Wow, 7 weeks, a long time. Facing financial struggles in Oregon in 2018, she shot her chef husband, Daniel Brophy, 63, in the back of his teaching, in the back at his teaching job at a now-defunct Oregon Culinary Institute. In her essay, which the judge did not allow to be introduced to trial, she lists five motives for killing a husband. The very first one was financial. As a romantic suspense writer, I spent a lot of time thinking about murder, consequences, about police procedure. This is how her essay starts. After all, if the murderer is supposed to set me free, I certainly don't want to spend any time in jail. Now, to kill your husband, she sought to collect about $1.4 million in life insurance claims. On the morning of the murder, June 2nd, she appeared on security video entering the culinary school before her husband. She appeared again leaving just before 7:30, shortly after her husband arrived. A co-worker found him dead in the kitchen about a half hour later, according to a court document. The killer won't be eligible for parole until after 25 years behind bars. She's 71. She ain't going anywhere. Right? But seriously, why kind of solidify it? Why do these things? Why put your motive out there for everybody to see? I'm sorry, I found it kind of, other than the fact that somebody died, I found it kind of amusing, frankly. It just shows you the mentality they actually have, or claim to have. Anyway, let's see what else. I've got a whole bunch of good stories open up on the screen here. Oh, hey, here's one. More than half say Biden intentionally is letting gas prices soar. I believe that. I believe that. I'm not even so sure he knows that they're soaring. I mean, he may not even know what gas is at this point in his life. More than 53% of voters say that they believe the Biden administration is intentionally letting gas prices increase to make Americans use less fossil fuel. Now, he kind of alluded to that in the speech, remember? The poll asked about 1,100 general election voters if they believe that the administration is intentionally letting gas prices rise to make America use less fossil fuels. 77% of the Republicans say that they believe it, compared to 12% or 13% who say they don't. Just under 10% were really not sure what was happening. About 25% of Democrats say they believed it, while almost 70% say they didn't. Another 6.5% were uncertain, and over 56% of independents say that they believe it, compared to 37% who say they don't. So the overwhelming numbers, I mean, they're there. I believe that they're ignoring it, letting it get worse on purpose. Surging gas prices are creating intense hardships for both everyday Americans and for our economy at large. Now, I don't want to do like a no-duh, but no-duh. Really? When you've got, as I said earlier, you've got families to try to get to work. The average family. And maybe before, with the gas prices the way they were, you filled up every week for, I don't know, 40 bucks, 50 bucks. Which was tough enough. But that kind of back and forth to work where you could make money, right? Now it's double that. And unless they get a raise at work, unless they get paid more money, they can't keep paying those gas prices. And not only that, Joey B's not going to let them stop there. They're going to keep going. Right? The poll was conducted on May 25th through 29th as a margin of error of plus or minus 3% or 3 points. But that's pretty strong, you know, especially when you look at how many people are even afraid to say anything about them. Not because they think something's going to happen to them. You know, but they don't want to make fun of the old man. I don't know what it is, frankly. I can't imagine. This is why I keep telling you people, take control. Take control of what's going on around you. Take control of the schools. Take control of the city council. I don't mean go in there and take it violently. Vote your people in. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the evening. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.